This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's some people who they agree with. I think it's a measuring stick game. Is it overblown by the fans? Not about the Browns on Sunday. That's not a measuring stick game. I'm talking about the Cavaliers taking on the Boston Celtics coming up next Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, I'd kind of like to have some edge. Like, we can see a collision course here. Definitely a pathway to see them in the playoffs. I would love to beat them in a game that not only, if the streak is still relevant, but also the cup, the Emirates Cup. And I know, again, people scoff at that, but we're looking to get as much meaning behind some big games as possible. I think Atkinson is going to have fun with that. Like, yeah, he's going to tell his guys before the game, like, we really want this one. Don't apologize for wanting this game, because they're going to want it too. And the Celtics would love, Boston would love, especially their fans, would love to put an end to this winning streak. They're probably hoping we keep winning, even though we've distanced ourselves a little bit through the first quarter of the year from them. I don't know if they thought that the Cavs, they'd be looking up at the Cavs as the number one seed in the Eastern Conference.
It's fun, though.
So, yeah, I think both teams, you're crazy if you don't think both teams would get up for that game.
Celtics-Cavs not on national television. Wait, Taylor Tolliver.
I didn't realize that.
Twitter Reactions brought to you by Shaibin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Boy, that's terrible. I didn't realize that. Which, also, if you didn't know, before we get to the phones here, they're going to put Diamond Sports Group, they're going to put them on Prime. FanDuel TV, so you're going to be able to get it on Prime. Like yesterday, it was announced, or 2 days ago, it was announced that you could pay $7 for a one-off Cavs game. And I'm going, well, I don't know how much that's going to... And that's for a lot of teams that are covered by Diamond Sports Group. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't just the Cavs. But I'm thinking, well, you could pay $7 for a local Cavs game, but at the same time, I thought that they were just going to end up playing so many... 13-0, you're going to end up playing a lot of national games.
Sure.
So I don't know if that's going to matter if they're ESPN or TNT all the time.
I'm seeing for next week. I looked up the schedule. I'm seeing TNT as part of a doubleheader.
I'm seeing TNT as well.
All right, so it is on national television. You got 13-0 against the defending world champions. On Tuesday night.
Yes, the game on November 19th is on TNT.
Yeah. Okay.
The game that is December 1st does not say what it's on.
Okay.
So we got bad information from a tweeter.
And we'll probably get a lot more games flexed later in the year. I think the NBA does have it so that they can kind of move around their games and really at will. It doesn't have the stringent rules that I think the NFL does.
But you can get it on Prime now, the Cavs.
Yeah, I wonder, is Prime going to stay, if Prime continues to get more sports, what is it going to be per month?
Do people got rid of their Prime last week? Do they get it back?
Yeah, right. Yes. Good question.
One of those people sitting next to me.
216. But which one? Find out on the Emerging Podcast Scene, presented by Extend Technologies every Tuesday and Thursday at 10:15 a.m. Eastern on 92.3 The Fan. Extra on the free Odyssey app. Josh and Maria, hello.
What's good, fellas?
What's
Real
going on?
Real quick, just on the Browns, to quote Cat Williams, can't fix stupid. Let's just focus on
the Cavs. Let's focus on the Cavs. Then don't even bring up the Browns.
You brought them up.
Josh said that first. We
get yelled at. I love this. Which, I got to tell you, let me. I'm going to jump in on Josh here. So it's amazing is that it's a four-hour show, and God bless anybody who's listening anytime they can, because we live in their world, they don't live in ours. But they're going, talk Cavs. I go, we spent a lot of time talking about the damn Cavs today. We spent a lot of time talking about the Cavs. But even when we get a Cavs call, it says, Celtics fans talking smack about Cavs. That's what's written in the comment box. And Josh goes, yeah, real quick about the Browns here. I mean, come on now. 13-0, we're on the Cavs. Got plenty of time to bitch about the Browns. We'll bitch about the Browns coming up in 20 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, you're right. I just had to get that off, my bad. But this is a great litmus test for the Cavs coming up, and this should be important because this is a young team still. I think we're not understanding that, like, this is on the back of their mind. you're seeing that they can toy with their food a little bit, but now let's see when it starts getting ramping it up, how they react. They have tired legs. They're still willing to get, you know, some tough plays out and grind it out. So it is important. But is it true that Celtics fans are calling out the Cavs in their schedule right now?
Lima has seen it, I have not.
There was a Reddit post. There have been some tweets by the Celtics blogosphere that people were picking up on. And not only did they talk about the schedule, they talked about all the injured players when the Cavs get them. And then last night was another example of that.
Yeah, but they can't even, like, I don't understand what the trash. You won the championship. You're still 10-3. It's not like you guys are starting off like the rest of the East.
Yeah, it's probably, Josh, because I saw we were number one in the power ranking, I think, yesterday with ESPN or whatever, so they were indignant about that.
Well, so what was their excuse against Steph Curry when he kicked their ass and we kicked their ass next week? So what was their excuse?
Well, fans are going to talk.
Last time I checked.
Fans are going to talk trash at every turn because we're looking for reasons. And this is something here, Josh, and thank you very much for the call. I mean, we are going to look for reasons to be a little bit more in-depth about the regular season because the players themselves try to tell you that the regular season isn't important. Okay, well, I have a collision course coming up on Tuesday, and I do think that their emotions and their pride and their egos play into this. You're 13-0, and if they're going to say what they're going to say, and I'm not talking about the players, I'm talking about the fans. If they're going to say what they're going to say, okay, well, my team has a chance to kind of stick it to them. Now, if we win and we do stick it to them, I already know that they're going to say, well, it's only November. Okay, well, I can't guarantee everything. But damn it, like, you have this chance here where you can justify a lot of this. So even if you're 13-2 going in, say you lose the next two, right? You can justify a lot of this. And with Kenny Atkinson, there's been some things that have gone out so well that I do think some fans, I'm not complaining about the winning, and I don't think any fans are, but I do think in a lot of at the back of fans' minds going, okay, this is great, but I do want to learn from it in the regular season. Well, this is a great chance to learn in the regular season. The Celtics are a really good basketball team. I think that they look for competition. You're clearly looking for competition. I think that this is a tremendous opportunity for both teams involved. If this just became a, well, we're going to sit this guy and that guy, I'd be really disappointed. I'd actually be mad on Wednesday morning that we were robbed of a chance here. Because I do think that...
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It would stick to some fans going, hey, you know, you guys have been talking the trash, but you guys keep not playing guys against us. You can only beat who's in front of you.
Yeah, I did. I said I would have loved it for Joel Embiid to play last night. I'm looking for challenges at this point. I guess, that's a different question. Would you just be to pad this undefeated streak record? Would you rather play lesser competition if you could do it, you know, with a magic wand? Would you rather play a bunch of easy teams over the next 4 weeks to pad it, or do you want some challenges?
I'd want a few challenges, yeah. Why wouldn't I want some? It's a regular season. I know my team's
matter
good.
Before January in the NBA.
I'm not
questioning you. I'm asking a real question. You're taking offense to my question.
I'm sorry. I thought you were.
Do challenges matter before January in the NBA? I just don't. I don't ever recall a time in April going, We saw the best out of them, or that's going to affect this, you know, Eastern Conference series in May. I don't know that you necessarily want the you want the challenges over not. I think the streak's more important than the challenge right now.
Well, I guess I'd say only because
I disagree.
What are the best wins right now for the Cavs?
Golden State.
It's the Golden State game. What's next? Is it the Knicks?
Yeah, probably.
The Knicks are 5-6. The Lakers.
Yeah, but 5-6 Knicks are different because it's the Cavs.
Right. Lakers, since it was here, LeBron, the whole thing that I'm yelling at 7:00. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably Lakers.
The Lakers are 7-4.
Yeah.
So they've been kind of topsy-turvy so far this year. But what I'm pointing to is it'd be nice to say, oh, and the Celtics. They beat the freaking Celtics. I'm just saying you don't have to justify necessarily, 13-0, but it is nice to say not only is it 13-0, But it's 13-0 against this team, this team.
Well, I asked you yesterday off air, but I'll ask you on, like, you thought they'd win 50 games this year?
I said 52, 53.
Okay. And how many do you think now?
Oh, now.
After this 13-0 start.
Now, they staying healthy is a big part of it, but, I mean, man, it's
60?
There's a path to 60 here, okay, that is pretty realistic.
Well, they're still, so that means they're still going to lose in the next however many games. They've got 68 games left, 69 games left. They're still going to lose 20-something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a third of the games they're going to lose, which is going to suck at some
point.
Which
is hard to believe, right, the way they play.
And if that happens, they're going to lose three or four in a row, maybe.
Yeah, they would have a streak.
Well, that's interesting. So that's where I go, like, let's load it up now. I think the more you load up these wins now, the less there is of the losses later.
I disagree. I go back to what you said about
a pretty good point, though.
He does. I'm not saying he makes a stupid point.
Ken doesn't want to agree with me.
He's still smart, but I said I disagree.
Very true.
Well, you said the streak's more important than beating the Celtics, is what you're saying?
No, that's not what I said.
Then what did you say?
You asked, do we want challenging games right now?
And I said,
I think it's more important to win games right now. I don't care if we're playing the Washington Generals 800 times to start the season.
Oh, I do.
These games do not, winning or losing to the Celtics right now, I don't think matters as much as just getting wins.
Well, it's hard to win 13 games in a row.
Yeah.
So it's impressive no matter what they've done.
Correct.
But they're also, if they were 11-2, we would still be excited. So if we were 11-2 and we had lost to a great basketball team, I think we'd be 11-2 and lost to a great basketball team, and that'd be in the back of our heads. If we were 13-2 going into this game on Tuesday and you beat them, it's like, all right, we have our team, we have our win, we have our justification here. Now we're here at, it would have been 14-2. So I think that having that quality opponent to finally get that monkey off your back where, yeah, you mentioned Golden State. Well, you know, Golden State, they're still a little bit older. And I know that Draymond Green said some nice things on a podcast recently about the Cleveland Cavaliers. Okay. To beat LeBron and the Lakers at home, okay, the Knicks, whatever. But to beat Boston, I think that that matters. I think that playing a quality opponent here to justify these good vibes, if they move the basketball well and hit their shots and defend well, especially against the team. You said they shot 63s the other night?
Yeah, they have a game where they've shot 63s.
I mean, Lord, Owen, if they defend that and they do well, I think we're going to be feeling even better.
And you think you're going to use in a defense, this is a total hypothetical, but if they go into the playoffs on some sort of a downtrend, because they're going to have a down spot somewhere this year. If they go into the playoffs on some sort of a downtrend, you think you're going to go, well, in November?
No.
In November, we beat the Celtics, guys. But that's why I don't think it matters.
But I'm looking for a reason. But in that case, then none of the regular season matters. And that's been the problem with the NBA for a long period of time.
I didn't think that was true, but I don't think the regular season matters until January.
So what are we going through all this for?
When you play 82 games, I don't think it matters.
Well, this is why we have an NBA Cup. To make it matter in some case, even though it doesn't matter to the general fan.
And that's what changes Tuesday night's game. That is part of the Emirates NBA Cup schedule.
Well, then their floor is going to look different, and so that's not going to count for them because it's going to throw everybody off.
You're not in the garden anymore. The parquet's gone.
So then this just becomes, honestly, it's just for the fans. Well, I haven't gotten into it with a Celtics fan at all.
It's nice to have a fan thing. It's nice to have that once in a while.
I mean, damn, right? You guys. I mean,
I'm just saying, I'm with you. That
almost cuss. I was like, well,
by
fine.
By and large, when we get into the playoffs, if we get into the Eastern Conference Finals, are we going to really look back at a November game that much?
No.
Probably not.
Well, because we'll have other games against the Celtics.
Right.
And you look at the regular season records.
And I am going to whoop it up when we beat the Celtics on Tuesday.
Are you
Regardless
sure?
Regardless of what I just said.
All right.
Yes, because I'm a fan. Because unlike football, I think football we all overanalyze. Basketball and baseball, to me, that's just let's go out, have fun, have some drinks, let's cheer for our team.
I want them to play at full strength because I don't want to hear, well, the Cavs were 4-3 against the Celtics during the regular season, but they didn't have so-and-so and so-and-so.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.